To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you a believer in paranormal things here, JP?
Not necessarily, no. Like, would I ever go to like a haunted house thinking that it's actually haunted and then convinced? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, something actually pretty much right around that line.
No, never really been my jam. I love that people get really into it. I think that's always cool. But I'm never like Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
That show never really did it for me.
So I definitely believe in there are things that we don't understand and things that happen out there. And I, as a religious person, I do believe in an afterlife and all that kind of stuff. And I do believe that the soul is independent from the body, that kind of stuff. But like in terms of like you said, haunted houses, it's not that I don't believe. It's just like I don't think if there are ghosts, they're here to hurt us. I think that's very much a human way of thinking.
Okay. I also think a lot of people just see things.
That's also fair.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Okay, I don't know if you feel this way.
You did a lot of drugs in the 70s, and now you see an old pirate, you know, captain. I get it.
I have observed as I get older that there aren't many people getting healthier as we get older. I'm not talking about physically.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about mental health.
Oh, my gosh.
Side
of
things.
I do like a mental check every day to make sure that I haven't lost my marbles. Like, yeah. It's a big fear of mine to be like 60 and then I just have no awareness that I am, in fact, the person that has just gone out to lunch in their brain.
Yeah, the best thing, and you won't know.
Well, you won't know. But that's why I'm constantly doing like am I just losing it all of a sudden? I'm constantly doing that with myself.
I'm constantly being like, I wish I was losing it because this is such a drag being around everyone else losing it. Well, I'm just pretty locked in to just what I would say is relatively mentally healthy as compared to like 10 years ago, right?
Again, how would you know? How would any of us know
That's true.
Are in fact losing it?
I could be the problem. Who knows?
It might be.
But I ask because Mookie Betts, and this has been a thing for a while, Mookie Betts refuses to stay at the team hotel in downtown Milwaukee.
Yes.
Because it's the Pfister Hotel. Is allegedly haunted.
Mister, I hardly know her.
But now Teoscar Hernandez, who's saying he doesn't believe in ghosts, but his wife does, now they're not staying, and it's a growing list of Dodgers players who are seeking other accommodations because they don't want to stay at an allegedly haunted hotel.
I can't hate him for this.
If you
think it's haunted and that's something you believe in, you have enough money, you have enough resources, go stay at the Ritz-Carlton. Like, I've been to Milwaukee enough to know there's only a couple hotels that are worth staying in. But like there's more than one. There's more than just the Pfister. You can find another hotel that'll be just as fine.
So here's the thing. Like when Teoscar Hernandez was asked about things that, you know, teammates had shared and wives had shared about this hotel.
At the Pfister.
Yeah.
The Pfister.
The lights, some of the rooms, the lights go on and off. Yeah, that's not something that humans could manipulate. The doors, there are noises, footsteps, things like that. I don't know. I'm not the guy that I'm going to say, oh yeah, I experienced that because I haven't. And I don't think I'm going to experience that, but that's what people say.
I mean, they have enough money, and it's such an important series that if you're even contemplating whether or not the crack down the hall or the creak down the hall was in fact
the crack down the hall, that's for different hotels in Milwaukee.
The Pfister still fits it. But if you're going to question that at all, then okay, go stay in a different hotel. Not bothered by this in the slightest.
I just think I need to see an apparition. If I see an apparition, then I'll be like, well, you can't fake that, right? Although even now, we got what's the thing that brought Tupac back?
The hologram.
The hologram? Even that. I mean,
Tupac's still very well dead. It just.
Well, no, what I mean is.
Didn't bring him back.
So there's just a lot that just happened. However, but it didn't bring him back. But my point is, you could technically fake a ghost with a hologram. I don't think the Pfister has that kind of money.
No, but maybe Freddie Freeman does, you know?
That's actually, I will say, knowing baseball, knowing athletes in general, but especially baseball players, you can't tell me that this isn't just a giant rib by players on each other that's just gotten massively out of
hand. We know Shohei's interpreter was up to a lot of shenanigans. Maybe this is also one of his shenanigans back when he was around the team.
Two things were bilking his client for millions of dollars.
An excessive gambling debt. Yes.
And then also making ghost noises in another room.
Getting into hijinks, yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know, man. I don't want to say I don't think, because I haven't experienced, I've never had a haunted experience.
I was going to ask you if you've come anywhere close to having such an experience.
I remember at my Nagmama's house, which then became my Uncle Mike's house. I remember there being we were all having a sleepover, all the cousins and everything, and there's 9 of us. And I think we just talked ourselves into, but I remember seeing a shape at the end of the hallway. In fairness, there's a giant mirror at the end of the hallway, and I was 5.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and say, not the most realistic thing in the world.
No, I'm a believer. So my dad, since he passed so many years ago, every night he's in my dreams.
Yeah.
Every single night. There's not been a night that's gone by since he passed away that he has not been in my dreams. He pops up in funny ways, but I've not had a single night where he has not popped up in my dreams in some fashion. And I find it comforting. I like it, but maybe it's desensitized me to even thinking if the ghost of my dad popped up into my room, I'd be like, okay, I see you every night.
No.
I'd be excited. I'd be very non-bothered by it.
Even if it was another ghost, I'd just be like, hit the bricks. Casper,
why is it all these ghosts, though? They're always old-timey ghosts.
Yeah. Why not a ghost from 3 years back?
Yeah, why is it not just a hip and modern ghost that looks like Jax?
Hey, I was a ghost. I was
wearing,
staying here.
Travis Scott shoes.
I was here 3 years ago, and I died in this room. That scares me more, and he's a hipster.
Yeah,
that scares me more than I died here 200 years ago. It's I have no connection.
You don't
to
get
you.
The ghost of Mac Miller. You get the ghost of a pirate, and it just doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right.
What ghost would you want to be visited by?
Casper, clearly.
And that's not a real ghost.
Well, he's friendly. It's a friendly ghost.
Well,
we can lock in the friendly part.
This is a serious
of this.
Conversation here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come
I'm
on
sorry.
Now. Have some dignity for those in the afterlife still sticking around
have
here.
Have some Senka for a second.
That'd be a
We started watching
have
this.
Some Senka.
We started watching the Sebastian Maniscalco and De Niro movie that just came out over
Does
the weekend.
Does he say have some Senka in it?
No, but he plays himself in it, which I just think is odd.
I think that's him in every show.
I know, and he plays his name and his everything. De Niro is just playing Mr. Maniscalco. Yeah. It's odd, but I'm enjoying it so far. We only made it halfway through.
I don't think we've seen De Niro play old problematic guys enough. Yeah. We're really mining new territory there. All right, so you're going to be an older Italian gentleman with a real temper problem, and also you're not going to be anything close to woke. And go.
Oh, he's nailing it.
Yeah.
He's got that rolled down.
You're
going
to need 6 weeks in Florida to study with some olds to brush up on your problematic old people.
Yeah, it's a comfortable role for him.
That's why
I don't think he needs to really expand his horizons.
You know
what
movie I watch for
point?
De Niro that is just embarrassing, and I love every second of it. I will watch The Intern till the cows come home.
I like that movie too,
because Robert De Niro playing a normal person took work.
All right, so that's
and
my
he aced it.
So that's my answer. I'm going to wait for De Niro to die, and I want the ghost of De Niro to haunt me.
There's so many good. I would love Abe Lincoln. Give me Abe Lincoln.
What would you ask him? Are the rumors true?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'd be like, so what was it like getting shot in the back of the head? That's where I start.
What do you expect his answer to be? Great.
But what if what if he said I didn't feel anything? I just heard a pop and then lights out.
It's probably the reality, right?
Yeah. I would hope so.
Yeah. I don't know. I Abe Lincoln's your answer out of everyone out there.
It's not a bad answer. One of the greatest presidents of all time?
Not a bad answer. It's just I didn't see that one coming.
Because like if JFK, another popular president, although maybe not as great.
I don't think I would want to meet a former president that way.
Why not?
I don't know that that's something that I'm interested in.
For all intents and purposes, Abe Lincoln was like a man of the people. He wasn't going to talk all presidential at you. He was going to talk tell you like a joke. I watched the movie Lincoln. I know how this would go.
You got one question, and the question is, did the bullet hurt?
No. I would have more than one question.
What if he goes away, though?
But
you have to understand, he might go away at any second. But he's there, okay. But he might disappear just in the blink of an eye.
Abe, how long do I have you for?
We don't know.
If he runs away, I curse him. And I say, you know what? Wilkes Booth was right.
It's funny. I saw like a TikTok the other day, and it was like if you feel like somebody is coming back from the dead, the first thing you should ask them is what was the temperature in heaven like? That was like the big thing. And it's like if I come across somebody
72 degrees.
Well, that's the thing is I think what they're trying to find is if you can answer that question, then it's probably nothing. There's probably nothing real to it. And I think there was a lot of skepticism met with all of that to begin with anyway. But it's like if I see someone coming back from the dead, my first thought is, and what was that TikTok told me to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask it what the temperature is. No, thank you. But ultimately, the ghost that is scaring Mookie Betts is probably not somebody famous.
Yeah, it's just like Joe Ghost.
It's just Joe Ghost. If it in fact is anything, it's just Joe Ghost. But I've never really bought into the ghost thing.
That's going to be the most boring ghost ever. He's not going to scare you, but he is going to tell you about what accounting was like in 1842. And you're going to be like, okay, can you threaten to kill me? Because honestly, that'd be better than, you know. And then in 2007, my wife ran off with my brother. All right, give me more on that, Joe Ghost.
That's a good story.
It's not bad. It's always, there's a lot of begatting back in the day. So really, the bet you couldn't give me anything?
They only knew like 12 people.
You couldn't give me any ghost.
I said Casper. You didn't like that answer.
Because it's not a real answer. Mickey Mantle? Babe Ruth?
Mickey Mantle would be fine. But can that ghost drink?
Can you self-generate one?
Can he drink like Mickey Mantle did?
No matter who the ghost is, I am offering them a drink.
But it's a ghost. It's not going anywhere.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the ghost doesn't have a body. The drink is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
What is he? How is he drinking?
Midwest nice, Jonathan.
You offer him a drink to just have it, just hold it.
What if he can just sniff it?
This is what being an alcoholic used to feel like.
Old factory senses.
There, Mickey.
I wouldn't offer Mickey Mantle. No.
But now you said. Now I said Mickey. Now I'm thinking about. Can I get Walt Disney's frozen head to come and visit me?
No, you wouldn't. He was problematic.
Maybe I'll get Ted Williams' frozen head. I'll just get anyone that had their head frozen. I'll just get them to come back.
Is if you got Walt Disney and that just triggered him. He's talking about all the things that have happened in the world that you just know he wouldn't like. Now that'd be funny.
That's right? The problem with all these.
You want to know some people that have been to your park there, buddy?
A lot of the historical figures that we're mentioning, I just probably wouldn't jive with anyway. And they probably wouldn't jive with me and how we currently are.
Okay. So does that mean if your great, great grandfather came back, you'd be like, I'm sorry, P-Pop, you were a little problematic, so I can't talk to you?
I don't know my great, great grandfather.
Yet?
Yet?
Yeah.
He's going to come back.
But he came back, and the first thing he said was wildly problematic. Be like, I can't be here, P-Pop. I'm sorry.
What, you think I'm going to teach him? I want to have him change his ways? That's not happening.
Well, no, but the point is, P-Pop's
going to stay. He's going to stay problematic. There's no changing his mind.
I understand. I think the point is, Does every ghost that visits you have to be politically correct in the world of 2025?
None of them are going to be. That's none of them are going to be.
I bet you we could find one. I just don't know.
And what's the one that looks like Jack's coming
One of the
back?
Guys that was really ahead of the curve, you know, maybe something like that.
I don't know, man.
It's what I was looking for.
But no, I don't think I'm ever going to stay at a hotel where I'm concerned about that. That's not something I really think about often.
Meaning, like, if you heard about it, you're out?
Not out. No. Oh. I would just stay, and it just would be what it was. I don't hate that Mookie Betts wants to get out of the way. If it bothers you, it bothers you. You make enough money.
I think it's chicken bleep.
Really?
I think it's chicken bleep. You're a grown man. Come on. I think he has stayed in it, actually, in fairness. I think he has stayed in it before, and it just made him uncomfortable, and yet you're an adult.
He's got so much money, there shouldn't be anything in the world that makes him uncomfortable
Which
that he can't fix.
Which makes it even dumber that he would splurge at an Airbnb 5 miles away.
He can fix anything that makes him feel uncomfortable in any sort of way. He can just throw money at. So in this instance, I don't hate him for throwing money at it.
Maybe see a shrink and see why you can't handle a hotel with some lights flickering on and off.
Listen, we both agree it's not a great look for Mookie. It's not a great look.
Choked up thinking about Peepop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss poor Peepop.
Mm.
That problematic SOB, am I right, guys?
He's from a different time.
I miss that SOB.
In a different plane of existence as well.
You didn't know Peepop like I knew Peepop.
I'm sure you did know him, but you knew him better than I did.
Well, yeah. What a great guy. Sometimes.
Other than the obvious.
Except for when he wasn't. That was just when he wasn't. Oh boy, he wasn't.
Different time. It was a different time.
Classic Peepop.
Would you guys stay in a hotel that was haunted? Or would you do what Mookie Betts does, which I think is be out? Let's go with In Case You Missed It in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.